I think your daughter told me that you were born in Harrison County and raised around this area.
Yes, I was born in Harrison County, I'm sure.
Do you remember the house where you were born?
No, I never saw the house that I was born, where I was born. It was way back out. They called it the head of the road.
The head of the road.
And my father was worked for a little mill thing.
Did you see that?
And they moved away from there right after I was born.
Do you remember the house where you grew up?
Oh, yes.
Describe that house for me. Is it still standing?
No, until I was 9 years old. It burned when I was 9 years old. It was one of the kind that has the front, and then you went across a long walk thing, like a thing into, then the kitchen and all that was in the back, kitchen and the dining room.
How many bedrooms did it have?
One, two, three, four. Yeah, I suppose it was three. There was two little ones on each side. Have you ever? I'm sure you've never seen a house maybe made like
this. No, but I've heard this was kind of the way they were built then.
There was three.
All the way through.
Yeah, the rooms.
All the way through. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did it have a room where you entertained people?
Yeah, we had what we called the living room. We called it. It was called the front room then, that which they call living rooms now. Oh yes.
That's the kind of thing.
And it had a fire.
They call it front room.
The front room. It had a fireplace in it.
It did. Were the fireplaces in the other rooms?
No.
You remember seeing your father build the fire?
Well, yes, I built it myself.
Well, you know, when you build one, there's a big piece of wood that you put in the fireplace. What did they call that?
Well, we call them backlogs.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Backlogs.
And then didn't you use some other kind of wood?
Oh yeah, we used kindling, what we call kindling. It was fat. It came off of, the fat part of the tree. Where you went, my daughter carried you yesterday to see the tree.
Uh-huh.
Where they did, well, that you could get fat wood from that in the old stumps out in the woods were always fat. And that would just burn like, almost like kerosene or something. And that's what we started fires with.
Did you hear that called lightwood?
Yes, it was called lightwood. I still don't like to say lightwood because it was heavy. I guess they got the light from lighting it with the match, don't you suppose? Because it was much heavier than the other. The fatter it was, the heavier it was.
Did you ever hear it called fat pine?
Yeah.
Yes, fat pine. Fat pine.
I hadn't heard that until I started doing the interviews. I hadn't heard of lightwood. But I never built a fire. So, I guess I wouldn't dare.
We all built.
You smoke a cigarette, though.
Sir?
You know how to smoke a cigarette?
No, I don't smoke. Sorry about that.
I was never too good. I never built the fires, but I have built fires because even after I married, well, we had a fireplace, built fires in it. But the boys always, the brothers built the fire. I was the only girl for 12 years.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Well, let's see, there's four. Well, we have two that died as babies. They would have been nine. There was nine children. But there's only six of us living. The older brother's dead. He died 45 years old. Then I'm next, and he's next, and then they come on down.
Oh, I guess you did have a lot of responsibility then.
Oh, yes, and my mother was sick so much. When I was 12 years old, I was doing the washing and the cooking and the ironing. Now, he helped me iron. He was a pretty good ironer.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
He ironed all of his own clothes, and another brother did too.
Is that right? Isn't that a bit?
But we didn't have electric irons, you know.
Now, what did you call these irons that you heated in front of the fireplace?
We just called them flat irons. I think they were called flat irons.